Hello and welcome to Elevate to Success, discussions on project management and leadership ideas, tips and techniques of being a project manager, agile practitioner, or a leader in your organization. So let's go. Hey, hi, and welcome back to another episode. Today, I'm going to touch on the topic of taking command. Command is a thing derived from reality and might. Reality without might achieves nothing, and might without reality is simply a wasted action. The idea of taking command teaches you to blend your knowledge and actions to develop, level-headed results. When you live without command, your default thinking and actions is to waste time. It's really in your subconscious mind. You might gain some knowledge, but you won't apply it very well. Now, you have the potential to live a mighty, self-directed life of your choosing. But till you take command, this potential stays an illusion and it's asleep. With taking command, you not only accept responsibility of your life story, you take total charge of it. You'll have a clean vision to determine the sort of life story you want it to live, as well as the might to really produce it. Okay, so you ready for some info? Let's now touch on authority. To tell you the truth, there's only a real authority in your life, and yep, it's you. You have the free will to make your own choices and options. You're the one that conducts the actions. Now, if you're looking for some external authority figure like a mentor, a leader, a guru, or a spiritual leader to tell you how to live your life, you're searching in the wrong place. Whether you feel prepared or not, you're in charge. But I like to also add that, having faith in God is also a big part of helping you make choices in your life. For me, it's been a big part of every day to be consistently connected to my faith for guidance. So, whatever your belief is, be ready in spite of what you might have been disciplined to believe. There's no greater authority in this life on this earth than you. Not your parents, your foreman, your boss, your siblings, your friends, relatives, spouse, or even significant others. If you believe anybody else has power over you, it's only because you give in your authority to them. Sometimes the results of not doing so are so serious that you might feel you have no choice, but really you always do. Even if you're threatened or harmed or at a loss, you are the commanding officer of your own life. Remember, true authority doesn't mean the unchecked exercise of power. A level-headed commander doesn't bark orders and require people to blindly obey them. Authority must be rooted in a reality and based on precise assessments of the state of affairs. Remember, you're the one who comprehends your reality, and you have to choose how to behave or not behave based upon your perceptions. How you handle that information or data is all up to you, and life expects your orders. You might feel well-groomed or you may feel unready, but the weight of command is yours regardless. So, let me clarify something. There's nothing incorrect with living in a way that you believe honors your almighty creator. But this option has to be made freely and consciously. No honor is encountered in a blind obedience. For greater or worse, you've been allowed free will. So you have to forever bear that responsibility of your decisions. If you fall prey to the notion that some dictatorial god may punish you for practicing your free will, that thinking can't possibly serve you. So kind of let it go, okay? If you neglect to take authority over your own life story, somebody else will certainly take it for you. A lot of individuals let their mate, their parents, or boss virtually run their lives. Now, this exercise draws you out of alignment with reality and drops you into an inferior state of awareness. You get more and more helpless as you distance yourself from your real nature. You're really intended to be free. Look around you and expose the results you're presently getting. Life is merely obeying your instructions, your thoughts and subconscious obeying your instructions, provided you're not giving conflicting information. If you wish different outcomes, you have to supply different orders. Reprogram your thoughts. Okay, so let's move to being effective. Remember this, effectiveness is a real measure of command. Good decisions must be backed up by level-headed actions to show true results. So in order to take command, you have to consider two questions. Am I arriving at the right decisions? And am I engaging in the right actions? Kind of notice the results you're getting. Are they uniform with your anticipations? Learn from your success as well as your errors. You know, your brain will gradually, you know, better itself and anticipate accuracy when you confront situations in the future. Okay, so we know that experience is the best teacher of effectiveness. You know, you'll determine one of your wants and make it an effort to move towards it. Then you utilize your powers to choose the right course of action. You know, as you move towards your goal, you push your energy to move yourself ahead. You take one step at a time. When you take those little steps, your mind is constantly looking ahead, continually kind of refining the choices of assessing the outcomes you've already made. So you might achieve your goal or you may not. Either way, you get a powerful outcome. When you succeed, your successful predictions, your choices, your excitement, suspense, and behaviors are rewarded. So when you bomb out, your brain learns that the predictions are wrong, and it updates your reality to help avoid you from making the same errors over and over again. You know, try to recognize that failure is your friend, okay? While it's frequently not good to miss the goal you try to achieve, there's always another approach. So when you bomb, you get smart. You're teaching your brain to get better at foresight. You can't anticipate being competent when you take on something new, but you can anticipate that you'll improve over time. You know, either way, you'll succeed and you'll learn from it. Okay, next, it takes time. To get good at something and competent, you might need to invest a good amount of time. Sometimes it may take months or even years. You know, it's good to provide yourself enough time to kind of establish and lay down your power and your effectiveness. Remember, your brain has to gain enough experience to arrive at accurate predictions as well as forecasts. So basically what I'm saying is stick with it. If you give up too early, you'll never finish the shift from beginning to authority, and the authority level is where most of the payoffs are found. You know, if you hear someone say that success is simple, you need to break away as fast as you can, as you're about to hear a sales pitch of kind of different get-rich-quick schemes. The reality is that it really is hard, almost impossible to win at something you've never done previously. But, you know, that's perfectly all right. Kind of understand that failure and success aren't opposites. If you fail, it kind of tells you you're taking action. So you're making errors and training yourself. Success occurs naturally once you end up learning how to take the right actions. Yeah, so don't beat yourself, okay? If you fail, you know, it's normal. Just keep it going, keep it going. If you consistently fail, just keep on going, stay the course. Be patient with yourself as you go through failure. When you're going after a goal that you absolutely truly want, the kind that virtually brings you to tears when you consider it as you connect with it so profoundly, then you have to stay with it. You have to stick with it, regardless how difficult it gets. So don't quit. Stay the course. You know, it's very inspiring to watch individuals battle through one failure after another without giving up. You know, from the outside looking in, you know, it might appear as if they can't possibly succeed, but they still hang in there. You know, that folks is what you call inspiring. You know, focus and determination is key, and believing you will reach your goal, believing also in yourself. If you're clear about what you want, reconcile for nothing less. Admit that success will take time, maybe much longer than you'd like, but free yourself from the quick and simple, something for nothing mentality. Keep your head down, work hard, and understand that your work will eventually pay off as long as you continue learning and developing. Okay, so let's jump into confidence. Now, confidence can't be counterfeited. You know, true assurance isn't arrogant, being cocky, aggressive, or self-important. It isn't a belief of superiority over other people, nor is it fake modesty. Once you see through your reality, you'll get naturally confident. Yeah, it's true. You'll get naturally confident. It's not simple to acknowledge the reality of your own power, to frequently be worried of your own greatness. You know, we kind of make believe we're powerless, falsely believing that this is in some way frees us from the responsibility of our power. You know, it's true that we may deny ourselves from our own power, but we will never escape total responsibility of our lives. If we live in denial, we'll block ourselves from true self-assurance and settle for second place. Yes, you will settle for second place of being your best. Okay, so now you know you can't get genuinely confident about making belief your way into it. So really, to build up your confidence, push to become a truthful leader as possible, both with yourself as well with other people. So the more truthful you become, the more valid your reality will be. As you see truth in your reality, your choices will really improve, and in turn, so will your actions as well as your results. So, you know, having accurate beliefs will lead you to positive and effective outcomes. So I'm certain that you'll feel confident when you're able to see and anticipate positive results with a strong degree of certainty. Don't bother attempting to fake self-assurance. It's not genuine and it's totally unneeded. Now, if you attempt something new and truly dive into it, you know, just accept how bad you're going to be without attempting to profess otherwise, and understand that you'll finally grow beyond this stage. You know, there's truly no disgrace in being the first or the initiate. Beginning is really merely the opening move towards winning. Now, finally, we're going to really talk about meaning. So individuals who practice command, they center on what truly matters to them. They don't blow time and energy on trivial stuff and, you know, unnecessary activities. So here's some questions to ask yourself. You know, what's crucial to you in life? What's a waste of your time? While these are kind of choices that you make, the reality aspect of command should remind you that you can't hide from the results of your actions and choices that you make. So in order to align with both reality as well as your power, you know, you have to continuously think about these results. You know, once you decide and pick up your course of action, you'll inherit the consequences and the responsibilities, guaranteed. You know, your power to anticipate your actions of a course, you know, won't be perfect, but you'll be able to still make the right conclusions if you're wasting away your time and putting it into great use. You know, other questions to ask yourself is, which activities are, for the most part, purposeless? Which ones will have a true effect on you and your surroundings? You know, you're able to certainly come up with at least halfway adequate answers without requiring a fortune teller. So I know this is kind of long, and I'm going to kind of land this and kind of wrap it up. All right. Okay, taking command will teach you to make the here and now choices that you will have positive short and long-term results. Now, if you can't anticipate a positive short or long-term effect from your actions, accept that you're just wasting and blowing your time. So kind of regroup your thoughts and set other goals that truly matters to you. Who sets what's important or what isn't? You know, you're the expert, right? So that conclusion is yours to make. You know, I want you to tune into your feelings and your emotions. Do you feel that you're contributing to a specific purpose, or do you feel empty inside or null inside? You know, worrying that your true potential is being squandered with purposeless stuff. You know, what's the reality of your situation? Can you sense the difference between the crucial and the irrelevant? You know, these are kind of questions you ask yourself when taking command. So I've always promised short episodes is a good thing. So this comes to the end of this episode. If you like what you heard today and would like additional coaching or mentoring in this area of command, you know, drop me a note or send me some comments. I'd love to hear from you. I've received many comments from listeners and kind of look forward to topics that you would like to hear. You can visit my website at infinitybold.com or go on and schedule a time with me for a quick 30-minute session. Until then, have a great day. This is Elevate to Success, your host, Lloyd Philip B. with Infinity Bold. For more information on how we can help you with your project management, coaching, as well as mentoring, you can go to my website at www.infinitybold.com and send me an email. please share this podcast and also tell a friend about us. Until then, keep it real.